everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Bachelor in Paradise After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. It's week three in Paradise. There's all these love triangles. We are officially over Tia and Colton, and we have a fun new segment that you guys can play along with. Join us right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Gosh, I have the worst voice. I feel like I shouldn't be singing along to that.
Almost paradise.
Sorry, I feel like I might have just lost a couple thousand viewers.
That's why I don't sing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you for that.
You guys, welcome back to another episode here. Thank you so much for joining. I'm your host, Christina Zias. I'm so excited. It's week three in paradise. Joining me tonight, I have Christine Alexis.
Hey, guys.
And Renee Ariel.
What's up, guys?
And again, Jeff is missing. Jeff just got married this past weekend. Yay! Jeff, if you're watching this, congratulations.
Congrats.
I'm so happy for him. You guys know Jeff. He's been our engineer during the Bachelorette season. So we just want to shout him out real quick because he just got married.
I know. That's amazing. And he didn't find love on TV. What?
Unbelievable.
I know that happened.
I know. Isn't that crazy? He'll have to come in here and give some tips for Bachelor Nation watching. And as always, everyone in the chat roll, thank you guys so much for tuning in. So this week, we're going to cover last night's episode and tonight's episode. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get into it. Overall thoughts, Christine?
I was not a fan of this week's episodes.
You weren't, right?
I wasn't. The drama was petty, it was boring, and it just feels like, you know, we talked last week about how they had so much footage about how this season was going to be so great, and I feel like it's just a whole bunch of empty footage at this point. What'd you think, Renee?
I wasn't a huge fan of last night's episode. I was a bigger fan of tonight's episode, but I agree with you about the drama being very petty. I'm sick of everyone being so confused, and it is kind of a sense of, like, the grass is always greener, so they keep going to, like, the next person instead of committing to someone. So that, I don't know. I just want love. And drama.
Well, I think tasteful drama, if such a thing exists.
Yeah, if.
Last night was definitely a little bit slower. Like, I feel like they were fetching for things. I think the highlight of last night's episode was in the very beginning for me with the whole Chris and Tia situation.
Same. Yes.
Chris, like, he is just such a D-bag. I'm sorry. He really is. And I feel like after we saw him on Men Tell All, right, everyone's like, you know what? He owned it. Like, he definitely...
Except me.
Except you, okay. Except Renee. We definitely saw him in a better light, though, during Men Tell All. And this conversation with Tia was just... Oh, my gosh. It was just... I wanted to rip my hair out. Christine, what did you think about it?
Oh, he's just... Classless. He's a jerk, honestly. The way he was so smug and didn't really care that he was obviously hurting her feelings with how he handled the situation was disgusting to me. I mean, we should have known from how he went and kissed Crystal that he just doesn't care. But the way he followed up on that with making Tia seem like she was crazy for even confronting him about it really pissed me off. That's a fuckboy move. Because guys will do that and gaslight you like you're crazy or something. And it's just, oh my God, it was like...
So here's my thing with it, right? Like, I didn't find a fault in him kissing Crystal. I guess the only issue was that he just told Tia how amazing she was and, like, how he was totally there for her. So that's definitely shady. But Tia's obviously not there for Chris. She doesn't care about Chris. So, like, he should try and pursue other relationships. So that's not the issue. For me, it's when she confronted him and he was like, well, just so we're clear, I'm ending this relationship. Like, I'm the one stepping away.
Well,
like, he needed to win, you know?
For me, it was an issue kissing Crystal because I think someone's only as good as their word. And if he is saying to someone, I'm only here for you, don't worry, just let this happen. Yeah, I would hope he's not going around kissing other girls. If he didn't have that conversation, go for it. But be honest, be authentic, and don't be a shithead, honestly. So I just hate, I mean, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. He's gross. I think Chris is gross. I don't like him at all. I cannot wait for him to go home.
I agree with you, Renee. And for someone like Chris who sticks his nose in everybody's business and is constantly calling people out, I think it's right for Tia to call him out. Whether or not we ultimately know she isn't there for him. But someone's got to make him own up to his BS because when he was going around bragging about Chris and Crystal, the guys were just like, oh, yeah, good job, bro, or whatever. It's like no one's really going to make him own up to his shit, and I was glad that Tia did.
I was actually really upset for Crystal in this moment, too, because she kind of came over almost to defend him, and then he, like, walked away. He's like, I just need a drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, Crystal says there's better than Chris, too.
Yeah, she could do so much better. And honestly, going back to what you said about how Chris ended it, he made it seem like, I think he said, like, oh, that decision was already made. Like, I already.
Right, he did.
Like,
he did.
It was so rude the way he did that. I was like, ooh, Tia, you're a better girl than me.
Yeah.
So rude.
He was incredibly frustrating to watch on screen, but I will say I'm so happy because I think we've seen Tia make decisions that we don't approve of, and we're like, what are you doing? But this was the first time all season that she was saying things, and I'm like, yeah, you go, Tia. Literally the first time. After that, it's already dead. Like, I'm already over Tia again. But in that moment, I was happy. She didn't take any of his BS. She's like, okay. Like, when he said she was crazy, she didn't for a second be like, oh, I didn't know. She was like, now you think I'm crazy. Like, right. I appreciated that.
And also, I just don't understand at this point what Crystal sees in Chris. Like, I don't get why that relationship is forming right now. Honestly, he's not a good guy. Obviously, we said he's gross. And, oh, man, I wrote something down I wanted to say about that. It just, what bugged me, all that. But what bugged me was, like, how distraught Crystal was after having that conversation.
With her martini?
Yeah, she's like, now I don't know if Chris is the right guy for me. You didn't see him as a part of that love triangle. You didn't know what you were walking into. It just seems so, like, fake drama after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, Crystal's kind of just desperate at this point because she doesn't know who else she could connect to. So she kind of needs Chris. Like, she needs his rose. Do you know what I mean? So maybe that's why in this moment she's still there for him. Otherwise, I don't really see it. And we'll see later on in the episode, as soon as other guys start coming in, like, she seems interested.
Well, yeah, it's the girls' week to give roses. So, like, please don't latch on to this. Totally. You can do so much better.
I think the other main drama from last night's episode was the whole Jordan, Jenna, David situation, which to me just felt like it was made a way bigger deal than it actually was. I mean, obviously, this is, like, so manufactured, right? Like, where the hell is David getting this huge stuffed animal dog?
Production,
obviously. Oh, so this was all created by production. They're like, oh, go give this to Jenna for her birthday. I guess the only real issue was, besides Jordan trying to drown the poor dog, was the way he treated Jubilee and Chelsea afterwards. He told them to, like, shut the F up, which, to be honest with you, I was taken aback because I really do like Jordan in Paradise, and that was just a completely different Jordan, and sometimes I almost feel like he gets so caught up in this character that he's playing that he just goes way overboard. I don't know. Do you think that was real? I mean, because Renee, you're a Jordan fan too, right?
I think it was disrespectful. To be honest, I really pay attention to when people have, like, kind of temper tantrums, I'd like to call them, because that's what they are. Like, for instance, when Connor on Becca's season threw the frame, it really bothered me because that made me think, okay, well, how is he going to handle himself in future situations that make him angry? Is he going to throw another temper tantrum? So for me, as much as I know we'll get into this, appreciate what Jordan did after the fact with Jenna, it doesn't seem like he owned up to everything he did. Also, it does make me think that's a red flag for any kind of conflict in the future, because you can't just treat people like that.
Definitely. Two things I would like to point out. Hope in the chat role. I was like, can you please talk about Jordan's outfit? And the commentary on Jordan's outfit last night was so spot on. Yeah. I love that they kept calling him, it was the monkey from Aladdin, right? Yes. I was like, that is so accurate. Oh. And then on Twitter, people were hilarious being like, you know who wouldn't mess up that Wills. Outfit? Wills. Wills wouldn't make that outfit look so good.
He would rock the hell out of it. No one would have even questioned it. It would have been like, damn, what a fashion moment from Wills. Instead, we got that.
By the way, you guys, just a little teaser for y'all. Ooh. We're working on getting Wills in the studio. Yeah. So if you guys are listening to this, watching it, and you just want to send him a little tweet saying you can't wait to see him on AfterBuzz, we'd love that. He would love that. And tell him you're so excited about it.
Send us some questions for him.
Like, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Gosh. Okay, so should we get into... Oh, no. I really don't want to talk about them, especially because we're going to have to talk about them later on.
Tia and Colton.
But Tia and Colton, like, they just don't stop.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Home my girl Jacqueline. I get it. Colton and her, that's not going to happen. I love Jacqueline.
Renee, you really think Jacqueline belonged on Paradise? Sorry. Like,
she's too good for Paradise.
She's too good for Paradise.
She's funny.
I like her.
I don't think she does well in that world.
I don't think so either.
I don't think she does poorly in the sense where she, like, makes a fool of her. I mean, that being said, though, you just mean that as not being good for good TV, because Crystal also doesn't do good in this setting. She is this season, but
Crystal does well in this setting for us, for TV.
Absolutely.
TV-wise, and also just, like, pacing. Things move so quickly. To me, Jacqueline seems like the type of girl who'd want to, like, go a little slower.
Oh, not get engaged in a few weeks?
In, what? In 10 days?
That's so weird that you want to wait. What a freak.
But I do think a lot of these women and men would get engaged that quickly, and I don't think she would.
Because you get the engagement ring, you get the publicity. I'm here for it. Like, I eat this up, we watch it, we talk about it. I get where she's coming from. I like Jacqueline, and I was bummed to see her come and go so quick. Caroline, I'm sorry, I was kind of over her the second she came into Paradise. Same. She was desperately just wanting a rope. Like, anyone?
She just had, yeah, Caroline, I still say I think she's very pretty, but, like, she never did it for me. And Mina, who guest hosted on our show last week, brought up a good point that, like, she has this thing about her where it's, like, she tries to act like she's not that cute, like, this, like, sweet, oh, I don't know, type thing, but it doesn't really lend well to, like, connecting with another guy.
Definitely.
You know? It just ends up coming out really awkward and just not as forward as I think you need to be in this situation. No shade to her, but it just wasn't, I don't think she was going to find anybody there.
No, I don't think she was either.
Well, I was so happy that John gave his rose to Jubilee, because I was, like, scared for a minute there. Okay, so let's get into it. Jordan gave his rose to Jenna, David to Chelsea, Kevin to...
Why does David keep giving the rose to Chelsea? He did that the other week, too.
Well, who else is he going to give it to? I guess Jacqueline. He could give it to someone else.
Anyone.
Obviously, Chelsea's not that interested in him, as we see from later on in the episode. Kevin to Astrid, Chris to Crystal, John to Jubilee, Joe to Kendall, Colton to Tia, Eric to Angela, and Kenny to Annalise. Two notes. I was really happy for Annalise because she worked for that rose. She put that effort in. And honestly, she's so easy to tease and make fun of, but she seems like a really sweet girl. And I loved the way she went and spoke to Jordan after his whole little episode and, like, freaking out on everyone. And, you know, Jordan already hurt Annalise, but she still was the bigger person. Was like, Jordan, I know that's not you. Like, go make this better. And I thought that really said a lot about Annalise.
She's resilient. I'll say that.
So I was happy for her.
Love you, girl.
And then, honestly, Colton and Tia, like, Colton is forced to give Tia his rose. How people don't realize that, and people in the chat role obviously are aware of it, and I guess people in the Bachelor world. But everyone in Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like, bullies Colton into giving Tia a rose. What do you guys think? I know bully is a strong word, but I think they really, like, force him pretty much.
Well, I just think Colton has not said what he wants. He's so vague with everything he says when it comes to relationships or what he's feeling. So I really don't think he's interested fully in anyone. I think at this point he's giving a shot to Tia because he knows he should do that, according to what other people have said, people are going to think and, like, watching. But ultimately, like, it makes me uncomfortable seeing them together because I know he's not in it and she is. Like, she likes him so much and he's kind of just going through the motions.
Agreed.
Well, I think we should, first of all, real quick, Misha C in the chat wall said, I need Bibby to be the Paradise counselor. I'd be here for that. I was kind of bummed that she went home because she is good on the show. Obviously, she gave her rose to Colton last week as, like, a little favor to production and to him. But she would probably be good in that sort of role, like Wells' role, where she's there just to talk to the other contestants.
I think Alexis would be way better than Bibbs.
Alexis would be good.
I think Bibiana's funny to watch, like, on The Bachelor and in Paradise, but she didn't seem, to be honest, like, and maybe she genuinely just didn't have a connection with someone, and I'm going to give her credit for that because you can't force a connection if it's not there. But at the same time, we didn't see her truly try to make a romantic connection until it got down to where she had to.
You're right. Yeah, I feel you're like right. And she went for Kenny, like
like someone who she, the only person who she thought would maybe be a sure thing, but wasn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it just felt like she was there to really just stir up drama and hang out. And
no,
like,
she was there to get those really Instagram followers. Yeah, let's be real.
We do love a good drama-filled moment. Like I said, yeah. I, as much as that move shocked me that she picked Colton, it did make for such good TV. But other than that, like, realistically, it just wasn't happening. And it was kind of sad watching her, like, try to get Kenny at the end because yes. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Nope.
But it wasn't and even like a real effort.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She made it seem like it was and got so emotional. And I was like, dude, like, it wasn't there.
It wasn't.
You should have gave it to Wills instead of sending his ass home.
Wait, that's so funny. I was just going to read that. Magnet March 18 in the chat roll. Hey, girl, said, after sending Wills home, Bibby kind of deserved to go home.
That's
kind
of how I felt, honestly. I was like, well. And then, of course, you know, no shade, but like... No one was going to save you. Did you think Colton was going to return the favor now that him and Sarah are together? Come on.
No.
It wasn't going to happen,
definitely
babe.
Not. Well, finally, we have some new guys in paradise. I can't believe they sent four girls home. That seems like a little harsh. I'm not going to lie.
Agreed.
But we have two new guys. I was really excited about Leo. He's the first person to walk in. Okay, here's the thing. Do you not like Leo because... of tonight's episode, or because of the whole Becca M drama?
A full combo.
Okay.
I liked him on Becca's season until, Becca's season. And then I disliked the way he handled the other Becca situation. And this episode, I'm like, oh, you are a dick, you know? Right.
So for me, I liked him on Becca's season as well, too, until, like, I think the last... his last episode where he seemed like a little aggressive at one point, like the way he was like kissing her and grabbing her. I was like,
ooh. Oh, yeah.
I was like, can you not tell that she's like not into this?
There was one head grab he did that we were like,
I think that head grab really like threw me off.
The fact we all remember that said something.
But it was very interesting to me seeing him walk into paradise because the girls were swooning.
He's just so different from everyone else that's there, honestly. If he walked into a room, everybody's head would turn.
You're right. I guess he is. He does feel like so much more of like a manly man, as the women kept referring to him as. Like,
I don't know about that, but he just looks different.
I'm sorry, but when you see him lined up next to like Chris and like John, he is like a big presence. I think that's where they're coming from.
Okay.
I think the funniest part for me was seeing Chelsea like weak in her knee.
My God.
What did I say?
Open.
Yeah. She was like so ready for it. Oh my God.
Honestly, I've got to say, we never saw the end of that date. They were talking by the hot tub and then started kissing in the
water. Yeah, we don't know what happened.
And she wasn't wearing anything under that robe.
I don't really think anything really happened. And she seemed a little reserved. She, like, was bringing up Kendall. But before we get into all that, I feel like Kendall and Leo have met before.
Do you?
I kind of do. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not sure what the timing was. But Kendall's face when Leo walked in, she was, like, so excited. I feel like they've at least talked before. I think there was something there. And when you go into paradise, you do list, like, the people that you want to see there. And I feel like Leo was probably at the top of her list.
Really?
Like, I think she was excited when he walked in.
She was 100% excited. I don't know if they've met before. I'm sure they've spoken before, like, via Instagram DMs or something. But, yeah, I would put money on him being on her list of guys she wished to see in paradise.
For sure. It's so funny when he kept saying that he loves blondes. He loves blondes.
I was like, over it.
Becca was a brunette. Okay, yeah. I was just pissed about that. Because I know that he was not there for Becca.
Definitely not.
I don't like guys that talk like that. That are just like, oh, I have a thing for blondes. Oh, I like blondes. Like, to the girl. I get being like, oh, you know, talking to my girlfriends. Like, oh, like, I want a guy, like, tall, dark, and handsome. And I like, but I get it. Like, if we talk like that.
Yeah, I think
that. But if a guy, like, straight up to the girl's like, ooh, I have a thing for blondes, to all the blondes.
Yeah, that is.
It just sounds very, just like, fetishizing when you say it like that. Yeah. It's like,
I have a thing for long legs. Like, it's weird.
We could see the common thread without you having to say it.
Yeah,
but
totally.
The fact that you picked out every single blonde. And I don't know why that's, like, it just, I don't know. It says something about the guys that are there that they keep referring to women that way or as types of food or snacks. I'm just kind of getting over it. Like, they need some media coaching.
I know. They seriously
do.
That's all
I can think. Or just, like, not talk about women that way.
Obviously, Leo gets the date card and he chooses Kendall. I will say that I feel like Kendall handled herself very well. Like, she was really respectful towards Joe.
Yep.
She went up to him right away. Mm-hmm. I was so uncomfortable watching her tell him because at that moment I was like, ooh, Joe's like friend zone. Like, she's so excited to go on this date. You could see it. And she was trying to, like, I mean, she was being very respectful to Joe, but you know, I feel like the chemistry was gone at that point.
I don't think she completely friend zoned Joe. I think it's one of those situations where, I don't know if you guys have ever been in this, where like, you kind of like someone, like, you're kind of dating. You don't have, like, a ton of chemistry or, like, a ton of physical connection or passion, but you like them, you get along, you keep dating, you have fun moments, and then you meet someone that you, like, really have a connection with and you're so attracted to, and then it's like, oh, what am I doing? I think she had one of those moments. I don't think he's completely friend-zoned, but I think Leo is someone that she would typically go for, unlike Joe, who's a little more awkward.
I think. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, when Jordan was talking to Annalise, but then someone like Jenna walks in. Yeah. Which is so much more.
100%.
Like, just visually, you see it more. And even at first, Christine, I was like, I don't know if I see it. And then, like, minutes later, we both were like, okay.
With Kendall and Leo. 100%.
Right. Because it just kind of makes more sense right now. Although her and Joe do have that really sweet connection.
Yeah.
When she was talking to, I believe, Chelsea, just about how their conversation flows, that's when I really started to understand it. Because Joe, as sweet as he is a man of few words. And it seems like as eccentric and as outgoing as Kendall is, she has to do a lot more of the work in that situation. Whereas with Leo, ball of personality there, he can probably do more. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it's honestly hard not to find yourself in a situation like Jordan and Annalise and Joe and Kendall, because you're in a setting where you're pressured to find love, even if the connection isn't there with anyone, you know, on the beach. So I get why you would try to see if there's a connection if you keep talking, if you keep having good times. But, like, I think the best connection you can have with someone is one that's, like, instant.
Which is what I think Kendall and Leo had.
And I saw that on their date. Like, even though I really don't like Leo, I saw it.
This was the worst date ever. I mean, fine. Like, obviously, it really sparked their chemistry, and they do have great chemistry, and they made out the entire time. But first of all, what an awkward date, right? Second of all, I don't want to see Ari and Lauren on my screen.
Nope.
I really don't care to see Amanda or Ben either. Like, they're both great, but why? This date wasn't even about Kendall and Leo.
It was like a weird plug to put in, like, Bachelor alum.
They just thought it would be, like, so funny and so cute.
I also really
annoyed
me. I'm,
like, over this telenovela.
Same.
I don't want to see it.
How Ben was on the beach and they tried to use that, like, clickbaity promo because he has said that he feels unlovable before.
I know.
And then they, like,
so
why?
Clickbaity,
also,
totally.
Amanda's back again. Like, why? I get Ben. He was a Bachelor. I get Ari and Lauren. They just, whatever, won his season. But, like, Amanda?
Check.
Of all the people.
She wants a check. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, whatever.
I'm happy that she came back for that, not for another season. Like another actually, so good for
could
her.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. But honestly, it pissed me off because I was like, I just was like, oh my gosh, they're trying to make Ben Higgins the Bachelor and like keep him in
the rotation.
Yeah, in the rotation for sure.
I don't know. But going back to really quickly about just, I know you said you like the way Kendall handled the situation, and I did too, the fact that she went up to Joe and told him about it. Obviously, they had that awkward goodbye where, like, he tried to kiss her.
Yeah.
And she wasn't with it, and it just, that moment reminded me, like, oh yeah, Joe is a really, like, a regular guy. Like, any guy outside of this environment would handle it exactly like that, and they immediately get upset. I just started to see him unravel a little bit.
I felt for him when they came back from the date.
Yeah.
And again, like, I really respect Kendall for going right up to him. That's not easy. Like, you can just go and hide and be like, oh, I'll just deal with that tomorrow. But she went up to him. And, you know, Joe was obviously visibly upset when Kendall said that she kissed him.
As one would be.
But I think he did a good job of letting her know that he was upset without being too over the top. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, he was definitely jealous.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Yeah, but not in a way that turned me off from him at all. I think his reaction would be a lot of our reactions because when you're like with someone and then in this setting, they then go on a date with someone else when you didn't know they were even open to dating other people. And then they come back and you find out they like made out. Your mind goes to all different places. Like I couldn't imagine.
On a scale from like one to Jordan, I think he handled it pretty well.
Oh,
in terms of like 1000%. Jealousy, you know?
I have mixed feelings on that, and we'll get to it later on in the episode.
Okay.
Real quick, though, I do want to say that I think for me, what was really telling about Kendall's relationship with Joe is when Leo asked Kendall how she was doing and connecting to other people there.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I like everyone. Everyone's really nice. She did not mention Joe. She did not say she was like in a relationship with Joe, that they've been together, that she gave her rose and he got like whatever, any of that. So I felt like, okay, like she wasn't telling him everything. So Leo, fair game. Fair game for Leo. I don't know. I think Kendall's
I wonder
over it.
If maybe because she didn't outright say that she was interested in someone else, is that why Leo then just went off to Chelsea? Because remember, he's like, well, me and Kendall spoke. We know it's an open thing. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, I do think that they on their date, about it on that the
date. Yeah.
She probably said something to him.
But yeah, it was very telling that she didn't even bring up Joe's name when he was clearly asking if she had made a connection with, another person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Kendall definitely seemed very interested in Leo. But honestly, I think this episode said a lot about Leo's character.
Misha C said on Twitter, people were accusing Joe of slut shaming.
He was not slut shaming. What he was, I'm going to stick up for him on this one because way. He was
because I guess he said, "Oh, you just go there with everyone." Kissing everyone or
he's
like
just
that.
Upset because he feels that she kissed him a bunch. Did it even mean anything? Is she just going out and then whoever's next? She's just going to leave him.
Because she kissed John too. I forgot about that.
Oh, she did? I forgot about that.
Did she
too.
Go on the date with him?
No, they didn't go on a date. But remember, they just randomly made out in episode 2.
I think it came from a place of just being hurt and upset, and then he just spit it out. I don't think he was slut shaming. I think in that moment, he was just so hurt and didn't know what to say, and that was something that would maybe kind of be a dig at her. I don't think Joe meant any harm by it. I'm going to stick up for him on this because I love Joe, but I'm the first to call someone out when I think they're in the wrong, and yeah. I don't think he
was. I don't think he was slut-shaming, but he was definitely disapproving and kind of throwing shade. He was throwing shade and a jab at her for sure. Do I think he thinks Kendall's a slut? No. But he definitely was trying to hurt her a little bit.
Because he was hurt.
Yeah. Well, and he also hasn't done that yet. He hasn't tried to go kiss and make other connections with other people.
Totally.
Yet. So, I mean, what did he wait for Caroline to come out of the bathroom? That never even materialized. He's literally only been about Kendall. So 100%. I can see why he's really though?
I have to say, I'm not the biggest Leo fan, but I really saw their connection. And I was happy for them. I'm okay, their personalities do kind of match. Forget about all the other backstory we know about Leo, right? I'm this meshes well. But when he came back and grabbed Chelsea and took her down to the jacuzzi, I was damn, he is a sleaze bag.
Big time.
What a jerk.
It
didn't even happen. I'm like, did I just make that up? Was I watching something else? Did I just create that chemistry in my head? Or does he just not care? He was like, hell yeah, I'm here for paradise. Aren't you supposed to make out with everyone?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Also, he knew, I think this is what happened. I think when he went around talking to people, he knew that Chelsea was going to be a sure thing because she was really, really attracted to him.
Yeah,
and not in the sense of
true.
Not in the sense of she'd be down to hook up per se, but he knew that when he came back from that date, if he went up to Chelsea, she'd be into it. I think he just got a vibe off of what options he truly had.
Plus, she did go interrupt his conversation earlier in the day. She was the only one who went up to him. He didn't ask to speak to her.
What is this, The Bachelor?
Can I steal you for a minute?
That's literally what happened.
Yeah, totally.
So, I think that my only issue with Joe, and this will lead us into the whole Jenna and Jordan situation, was that you see Jordan later on make this big proclamation saying, I'm sorry to Jenna, writing everything on the beach, doing a really, giving a really big, bold move. And I feel like if Joe wants to keep Kendall, he needs to do something big, a grand gesture. You can't just sit around and be quiet. Kendall deserves more. She needs to hear how you really feel about her. And in more words than, I like ya. Was that a good or bad? I don't really know where I'm going with that.
That's
cute.
Thanks. Regardless of what he does, if the feelings aren't there, they're not there. If the connection's not the same, it's not the same. So I don't know if a grand gesture would even help his case, to be honest.
I'm going to agree with Christina here only because, I feel like Leo's presence really just wooed her in a way that didn't even need to really be said. Maybe in this case it was a physical thing. It's already kind of there physically with Joe. He needs to step it up in the emotional factor. So I think you're right. Doing a gesture would help.
I gotta disagree on this one, because if you when you like someone but then you find out what you want in your next partner based on what you didn't want in your last partner,
right.
I think for her, she realized she had a deeper connection with Leo, where she felt like she knew him before and was way more attracted to him. And I think after that, you don't just want to go back because that other guy who was there because Leo wasn't does a grand gesture. I think she
I think
right
there's
now
still
feels
an
bad.
Opportunity
I
for
think
Joe
so too.
I think there's still an opportunity for
I
him
hope
to make
so
yet.
Because I love Joe, but just the way she completely kind of just flipped. It didn't seem like she was completely
I don't think that's true, because as soon as she came back from her date, she went and talked to him. The next day, when Leo pulled her aside and was like, I want to kiss her, she pulled away. She didn't want to kiss Leo in front of him. Right, but I think she's still, like,
mindful.
She's very mindful.
I think that's what it is, though. I think she knows Joe is a really good guy and right now does not want to hurt him. And I think it's one of those, oh, God, who was it that, oh, Becca. When Becca sent home Jason and was like, what is wrong with me? Like, he would be perfect for me. He is a good guy. Why am I not in this? That's what I think it is more so with Kendall. We're like, Joe is a really good guy. He's so good to her. He's so sweet to her. We like Joe. But for whatever reason, she wants this guy more. And I think that's why she's conflicted as opposed to, oh, I have such strong feelings for Joe and Leo. I think it's more of she feels like she should be with Joe because he would be a good option for her. And he's so sweet and she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. That's what I think. Everyone, let me know your theories.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't
know. Beg to differ. Yeah. But anyways, we'll find out more about next week because obviously there's a big scene with Leo and Joe. Can we get into the love triangle of Jenna, Jordan, and Benoit?
Because if we must.
Benoit walks in and his handsome old face and that accent swoons all the girls.
Enchanté.
Obviously, there was chemistry with him and Jenna. She was very excited to go on the date. And I do think Jenna at this point is kind of over Jordan, like she mentioned.
Yeah. Everybody should be at this point.
Over Jordan?
I know I've ragged on him a lot on this show. But after watching last night's episode and this episode tonight, I just feel like Jordan just has, like, three modes. He's either, like, super complimenting you, or he's throwing insults, or he's joking around. Like, I'm failing to really
see, Jordan, like, has never really thrown insults at Jenna, has he?
No, I mean, just him as a person in general. Because, like, you see how he acts when he's poked and he's upset. I don't know. Just from what I've seen from him thus far, it's like,
gosh.
I don't think she's totally over him at all. And also, I think Benoit is going to have a real hard time in Paradise because if you guys remember him from Winter Games, when Claire kissed anyone, when they weren't even anything, he completely lost it. So I cannot imagine what's going to happen with Jenna, who clearly is still open to being with other people, I fully believe. That's going to be a recipe for disaster. Benoit's emotional.
Okay, you bring up a good point because he did act like that, but for some reason, I don't get that vibe here. I get the vibe that he's like... over that, like he's learned from it.
You guys thought that about Chris too after the reunion episode when he came back. You guys thought he would be better. People are still the same deep down, and this environment drives you nuts. Maybe when you first get there and the air is fresh and everything's good and you're not consumed with sweat, give it a few days.
Okay, maybe the Paradise Heat will get to him, but I think, I don't know, I just feel like he's gotten such a better reception here thus far that it's going to lead him to be a lot more open to it.
We'll see.
Who, Benoit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too. And I think I think Jenna's pretty into him. I think she's definitely very smitten. But I will say, and I know people are so over Jordan. Someone said this in the chat world before, and what? I'm sorry. I wish I remembered who said it, because it was so funny. They said, Jordan's ability to speak in metaphors is really impressive.
It is.
It really is. I think he's funny, and I do think that he's playing up an act so much of the time and trying to be this big, bold person. But seeing him talk to Jenna when he wrote out that whole huge I'm sorry on the beach, I just felt like he genuinely actually likes her.
He does. I fully think he does, too.
He does, but you need to put the character away and start getting real. I'm sorry, you can't be that all the time. I agree. That's why I'm like,
but you
I'm
do,
just
I feel like for the stuck. most of the time when they're together, he seems like to be himself and pretty genuine. Obviously, he still like plays it up a little bit, but he doesn't talk to Jenna the way he talks to Chris R. or to Joe.
He doesn't.
Or to the DR, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I'm just not sold on their conversations. Like, yeah, it's like witty banter back and forth, and they do that, but it's like, when she was talking with Benoit, she was talking about loyalty, commitment, wanting a future. Like, they actually had conversations about real things instead of just like, I want to leave here with somebody.
Well,
like, I don't see that with Jordan.
I guess on a first date, like, to me, I get that Benoit said everything you want to hear. First of all, that's not like a Jenna thing. I think everyone wants loyalty, honesty, and what was the other one?
I know that, but I'm just, but, for the sake of comparison.
But, like, I didn't see anything really unique. I saw her giddy, and, like, that made me be like, oh, I think they have some sort of an attraction, but she's also a very giddy person to begin with. I just think she likes the fact that Benoit seems like a safe option right now. I think they have some chemistry, but overall,
but he seems like a safe... She's known him for, like, 5 hours. I'm sorry, like, how safe can he possibly be? He just got engaged to someone a couple seasons ago.
That's for us. She thought that was a good thing. Do you remember? She's like, it shows he can commit.
But it's not. I felt like that was shady because the way he said it was like, I just took a chance. Like, I'm passionate. And I'm like, okay, you definitely just got engaged for TV, like, for good TV.
Yeah.
that the producers wanted to create. Like, were you even really feeling it with Claire? I don't know.
See, I agree with you on that, but I think Jenna thinks in her head, clearly, as she stated, that that means he's willing to commit.
I will have to say one thing.
What?
It's a note for women. Men obviously love Jenna's laugh and, like, her little smile.
She's freaking gorgeous.
She's cute, and she definitely so knows cute. How to flirt. Better than anyone in paradise, I
she
think.
She has perfect white teeth. She does. She can wear a red lip, and yeah. she's blonde she's with really nice cute. Tits. I mean, like, come on. Like, yeah. If that's your thing, she checks all the boxes.
Yeah, 100%.
She's like the only kind of cutesy type like that right now in paradise, right?
Yeah, I guess maybe Kendall, but they definitely have different personalities.
Yeah, Kendall is more like calm, whereas Jenna's like turned on. Yeah. You know? And, like, very excited all the time.
Okay, the last date, and guys, it really pains me to discuss this, so we're going to make it short, but we have to. I cannot believe Tia and Colton got another date. I'm sorry. Thank you for that sound effect. I was pissed. I'm
Me
like,
too.
This is Colton's second date card, right? And is this Tia's third date? Yes. Because she is went it? On a date with... Oh, my gosh. Get this girl off the show. I'm so over this storyline. I'm not here for it. And I was pissed when I saw Raven and Adam come in. And then I was like, thank God Raven came in and, like, tried to knock some sense into this girl.
But where did this date card even come from? Like, why? It felt to me so out of place because this week the girls are choosing, right? So are they the guys who are incoming obviously get dates.
Right.
But I feel like...
Then another girl should get a date.
I thought either another girl should get the date or they should have given it to either Joe or Kenny, two other guys who I think could make use of a one-on-one, like, sit down like that at this point.
They're trying to add to the storyline because their whole plan was, oh, they'll go on this date and then they'll become boyfriend and girlfriend and that's going to be good TV, even though... Truly, it wasn't.
It's just wasting airtime. That was not a good move.
I'm so bored by their storyline. Like, I don't think Colton's that into it. I don't see a spark. I don't enjoy watching their romance. It was boring, honestly. I'm glad that they tried to, like, spice things up by adding Raven, and it was nice having someone be like, girl, like, maybe ask him some questions. But then even after she said that, she didn't even ask him the question she really needed to ask. He was vague again.
But and not only that, she didn't say, I'm concerned about this.
Nope.
She kept saying, Raven is concerned.
Yep.
And I'm like, girl, he does not care about Raven's opinion. Like, tell him how you really feel.
Yeah.
And, like, the way she positions herself is so that Colton can just tell her whatever she wants to hear.
And it seems like she's still just trying to, like, get his approval or impress him because she's like, I can't believe I'm crying in front of you again. Or, like, just so guarded with trying to be vulnerable in front of him. Like, no, what you need to do is be vulnerable, be direct, and say how you really feel. Because trying to save face so that he doesn't see you as... some, like, desperate crying girl, like, that's already happened, so you need to just, like...
Own it
and, like, decide for yourself. Stop, because even the way she phrased it again was, like, I need to know that you have the right intention so that I can decide if I want to be... Like,
it's like... Right.
It was like, no, you read people and you decide that.
Also...
You look at their actions and you decide that.
Did Colton lie again? Because I'm fairly sure, and I'll have to watch it back, there was a news segment where Jared said the story he got from Colton or someone in Colton's life was that Tia slid into his DMs, but according to Raven... he slid into her DMs. So is he just, does he lie more often than we think?
I mean, I don't think we can get into those complexities, but I will say that Raven really brought up some very valid points that we were all discussing. She said that, like, you know, he only goes for it girls, that he's really not there for the right reasons. And then I'm dying. Emma C. in the chat room said, I'm 100% confident Raven has prior experience removing a guy's penis because neither of them laughed when she suggested it. That is so funny. And, like, she did say it so matter-of-factly. And Tia was like, I know you will. I know you will. And everyone else in the chat role, people were saying, like, what about John, Kenny, Jubilee, like, Astrid, Kevin? Like, how come they didn't get a date card?
We have not seen
how
Astrid
How come Eric
and Kevin.
Didn't get a date card?
Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah, Eric and Angela.
Jubilee got a date card.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, in this episode, all these other people could have gotten one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just, oh, Lord.
Oh, man. It was terrible. I'm over it.
It goes back to what I said at the top of the episode, which was that, you know, this has been publicized as, like, the most dramatic season yet, which Chris Harrison always says, but that there's so much footage. This was, like, the best Bachelor in Paradise ever. And I'm like, really? Because if you're just dragging out this one storyline this long, like, is ABC
that tone
deaf?
Maybe they should
have
filmed for an extra week.
Yeah. I know that there are a large group of people that care about that storyline, but there's also a large group of people that really don't anymore. And I think it's negatively affecting the other relationships in the house. We're not even really getting to see anything anymore. And it's like, I would like a little more balance.
Agreed. Well, okay. At least we do have some relationships. And guys, we're going to get into our special segment. So Renee, take it away. And you guys, if you're in the chat role, please play along with us.
Okay, guys, we're going to play a new little game called Sink or Swim, very on theme. For Bachelor in Paradise. So we're going to go through some of the relationships in Paradise, and we want to hear from you guys. Do you think they're going to sink, fail miserably, or swim, and maybe we'll get some engagements or boyfriend-girlfriend posts? Okay, you guys, Kendall and Joe, is it over?
Sink.
Swim.
Sink.
Chat roll, what do you guys think? You said sink, too?
I said sink. All right. Kendall and Leo.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink, for sure. He's going home next week. Tia and Colton,
sink.
Can we only say it like
that? Yeah, I think so.
Jenna and Jordan.
Wait, people are saying swim.
Who, Tia and Colton?
Should we stop or should they say who they're saying it to?
Yeah, you guys, when you're saying sink or swim,
please write the
couple's name.
Okay, we'll try.
A lot of sinks for Leo and Kendall.
Okay.
Jenna and Jordan, sink.
Sink.
I'm going to say swoop.
I mean, by
I'm
going to
say doggy paddle.
Doggy paddle?
I'm going to say doggy paddle.
And then Jenna and Benoit.
I'm going to say swim. I think she could swim with Benoit and doggy paddle with Jordan as well.
Oh, so you think they're both going to?
Yeah. I think it's going to be like, oh my gosh, it's going to be synchronized swimming or something. They're going to just all team up together.
I think Jenna is going to leave this season single. I love her, but I think whether she like sticks with one till the end, the reunion, she's on her own right now. No one.
Well, do you guys have any predictions then? Because it's week three. We do have a few weeks left, even though I still can't get over that. This was only 2 weeks of taping. And the way that they say, oh, like week three in Paradise, I'm like, this is some shady shit.
Like day four.
It's day four. Okay. So at this point, can you make a prediction, Renee? Like, who do you think is going to be a couple to get engaged?
I have a bold prediction, but this is what I think is going to happen. Okay. I think for the season finale, it's going to be Colton and Tia to the end, and that's when Colton's going to break up with her and tell her that he's really just not ready because he wants to be the Bachelor. And so he's like, oh, I can maybe date Tia, and then I'll break up with her at the end, and then maybe I can be the Bachelor.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's my prediction.
Okay, I like it. Christine, what about you?
I love that prediction. I also feel the same way. I also have a very bold prediction that I'll probably end up eating my words later.
Oh, God, what?
But I think Annalise leaves Paradise with somebody. I think someone's going to come later down the line who is going to sweep her off her feet, and it's actually going to stick. And I feel like it's going to be very late, like right towards the end, where it's just going to make sense. And we'll see what happens on the reunion show. Wow. But I do see her, because they've edited her so bad. This girl needs something.
She needs something.
I think maybe it's a build-up.
Get her a boo.
And you guys, I think, gosh, I'm so upset I can't remember his name. The guy that Annalise is making out with.
I don't know.
It's on the tip of my tongue. He is from Becca's season. He was the model who in Mentel.
Camille!
There we go.
Oh, and he's handsome.
Why?
Do you not remember him from Mentel All?
Yeah, I don't think he was terrible
in that. I thought he was so annoying in it.
Wasn't he the one who was kind of quiet? It was the other guy, Christian, who came up with his outfit and did all that other stuff.
Oh, I thought that it was Camille doing that. Was Camille quiet?
Camille was talking.
Camille was the good one. Camille's the one that Jordan, like...
Yeah.
He was the one who said, like, yeah, we were from night one.
I take it back. Yeah. I don't hate Camille. I hate the other guy that I thought was Camille. My bad.
Yeah. I think that's a good prediction. I hope that they hit it off. I think for me, at the end of this, I can see Kevin and Astrid getting engaged.
Yeah?
I think that they're both a little bit older. I think that Kevin has been engaged before, and I think that they both are there for love, and they seem to like mesh really well. I didn't like their whole like little sausage bit in this episode because I was like, guys, you know you have like more of a relationship than that, but whatever. I like them.
So you think they're getting like the Taylor Derek edit right now, where it's like you don't really see a lot of them because you know they're solid, and then you'll just see their love
at the
end? I
feel like we saw more of Taylor and Derek, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, but like you didn't really see them all the time.
That's how you know they're really in love. No camera time.
No camera time. Yeah. Things are too good. Oh man, you guys. Well, I guess we'll see what happens next week. I'm so excited and slash a little nervous to see this blow up with Joe and Leo.
I got my money on Joe. He looks like he could two-piece somebody.
He's got that Chicago in him. A little stronger than Joe. Hollywood. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us along all week long. You can follow me on social media at Miss Zias. Christine, where can they find you?
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean and on Instagram at Christine I. Alexis.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and Twitter and check out my blog sextinginthecity.com. I'm doing a new blog post going up tomorrow on my theory of why all these celebrities are getting engaged after like 2 months.
Ooh, I like that.
I do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Wow,
you're
like gorgeous.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.